Economic equality between the sexes is improving, but we're still not where we need to be. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Stephanie Seguino, professor in the Department of Economics at the University of Vermont, says as more women are becoming employed, they also need more quality jobs.
For the last two decades, gender equality has been high on the agenda of important international institutions. And so the question that I sought to answer in this study of over 150 countries is, have we made progress? First, the encouraging news is that educational gaps between men and women have narrowed substantially since 1991. Today, women on average have roughly 90% of the education that men have. But the data indicate that closing educational gaps is not enough. Women continue to be employed at much lower rates than men in almost all countries of the world, and little progress has been made over the last two decades. This is a particular concern because jobs are the primary source of income and therefore women's economic empowerment. And the data indicate that women are often not getting the same quality of jobs that men have. In fact, this problem seems to be worsening. Women's share of jobs in the industrial sector, where jobs are better paid and have more benefits than in other sectors, has in fact fallen over the last two decades. So while women's employment rates compared to men's have been rising, they are squeezed into lower quality jobs. Women still remain woefully underrepresented in the political realm as well. In fact, women hold only one seat for every four seats that men hold in legislative or parliamentary bodies. And in some countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Belize, there are no female members. Given the persistent gender gaps at work and in politics, it is becoming clear that the market's invisible hand is at best arthritic when it comes to gender equality. Although some progress has been made, we have a lot more work to do to close gaps in employment and in income.
That was Stephanie Seguino of the University of Vermont. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.